Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun, and see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Danielle Moyer, Stephen Oglesby, Not an Alien, Judica, Sarah Nice Skin You Got There Clary, Evan Thorne, Rebecca Swain, Jace Rose, Atara, Shantae Osborne. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Welcome to episode 103 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell, and with me today I have...
Ben Meredith,
Bryn Monroe,
Lydia Nicholas,
and Helen Gould.
And who are you playing?
Grizz Optric Act Amsterdam!
Ahamitala Harun Altahan.
Sasha.
And Azu.
Okay, put your hands up if you're dead.
Yay!
No. Put your hands up if you're in crippling agony almost all the time. Put your hands up if I had to get you to do a will save this morning.
Nat, woo! Yeah, look, everyone's alive!
I know,
right? And it's all fully alive, if only for a short while, as I believe we're careening along a street, chasm, river. It's been a while,
you're
guys.
You're definitely careening.
Oh, careening, just careening.
Just careening in general.
Woo.
Just having a careen around. So, yes, you are... Oh, it's so
healthy
early in the...
Healthy morning careen.
It's so early in the Damascus section, I can just go, you're in Damascus, investigating the... So easy, investigating the simulacrum.
How many funerals have we attended?
You've attended no funerals.
How many awkward conversations have we had?
None so far.
Yeah, I mean, any conversation Sasha's in. Yeah.
That's fair.
To a different degree.
And, I can always roll more ones in diplomacy.
Having researched with ratchets, you're now careening away in a limo carriage driven by Sasha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the handle animal that you did last episode, which was terrible.
Yay! I mean, it had to be. Like, that's she's mechanically mechanically awkward and bad with both humans and animals.
If your goal was to optimise being bad at driving a carriage, go you. I'm going to pick up exactly where we left off. There's no reason not to. So, from everyone else in the carriage, inside, oh, it's dead nice. There's a little sort of like almost bar thing. It's just a nice bucket, but oh, it's got soft seats.
Warm.
You're off at like, yeah, everyone's
there's
thrown
anyone
to the back of the carriage.
Wine? What?
Crunch.
Right, the wine's broken.
Ice is everywhere.
What's happening?
Meanwhile, turn right at the next exit.
That's happening.
Turn around where possible.
Just pulls the horses.
So you are just boom. The horses are effectively galloping away from the loud noise as hard as they can.
Yay!
Your steering is sort of immaterial to what's happening.
This is great.
Thankfully, though, they seem
we're
to...
We're so fast!
Reminds me of those old ladies in Paris.
Yeah, thankfully...
It's the only stat that matters!
They are heading immediately out of the industrial complex that you're in. So, whoosh, you're straight out. You see a couple of guards go, oh, and they manage to lift up the barrier just before you crunch underneath it. Scrapes across
Thank
the top.
Thank goodness it was goblins.
So, you have
fast work.
Yeah.
You have come out of an industrial complex, and now that you aren't hemmed in by warehouses and things, I can give you a bit of a description of the landscape before we follow on how you die in it. So, it turns out you're actually quite high up. You are in comparatively mountainous terrain. It looks like they've put all of this industrial stuff not in the middle of the city. It's further up and further out. It's not cold. It's a middling temperature. You're high up, but also this is a hot area. It's kind of balancing out.
Yeah.
So it's sort of scrubland, things like that. Quite rocky. And off as your horses careen, I'm going to keep saying that, around a corner and start heading downhill, you see spread out ahead of you is the city of Damascus. You're the nearest mountain, really, to the city. And you are heading down from that towards the city proper. Has anyone been here before? I don't think anyone has.
No.
Can all of you give me a perception check?
14.
24.
20.
29.
Oh, okay. Grizzop, I'm afraid, not so much. It's a big city.
It's going too fast.
It is. Well, also, you're inside a carriage and you're currently wearing a wine bottle at this stage, I think, so it's difficult to concentrate. Sasha, I'm going to give you a little penalty because you're... at the moment.
Too much fun to see.
You are over the speed limit. You are over the speed limit.
It wouldn't be a gremlin because a gremlin would, I assume.
This is the goblin driver.
Kind of magical.
The goblin driver says, all right, I'll navigate.
Just keeps repeating, alert, alert, seatbelt unbuckled, alert.
Well, in fairness, it goes, seatbelt unbuckled. Way!
So you have an irresponsible sat nav.
Yeah. Best kind of sat nav.
Yeah. Turn around in a really sick way, leaving tyre marks.
Drive into the river.
Go on, do it.
Oh my god, that's Patreon content. Rusty Quill voices your journey.
Oh, we could do that at all. Yeah. Right, Hamid and Azu, what you see is a city that appears to match what you'd expect, apart from the fact that it also, at a very cursory glance, looks quite desiccated insofar as, like, Damascus as a city, you both will know this, just you'll know it even if you haven't been here before. It was built originally in an oasis, and it was meant to have greenery surrounding it. That is very much not the case. Maybe there has been like sandstorms here or something.
Yeah,
but
weather problems.
Either way, the oasis that is meant to be surrounding the city, as it's sort of grown out into it, appears quite manky, is the best word to describe from a distance.
Lots of brown palm trees.
Yeah, like it looks like a bit parched, but you can't be more specific than that. What you can see from up here, there is quite a very clear demarcation between the old town, which is right in the middle, and even from this distance you can see it's old builds. It still has the city walls around the outside, but then you can see this much more sprawling and informal thing coming around the rest of it, and it is much larger than the old town. Can I get a knowledge local from Sasha? You might have picked something up on the go. Hamid and Azu, can I get you to roll on the off chance you might hit a 10? I can give you some info to sort of add it, because you have lived relevantly close.
I rolled an 18.
Sure.
And my like episodic number one.
You spent that very early.
Yeah.
That's good.
It'll just come back.
Oh, like,
I got a total of 15. Just barely picked up anything.
So I'm not going to dive too much into culture with it. You'll have to get there as you go. There is the old legend, which is that the city walls for Damascus were solid adamantine around the whole city. Exaggeration, but most people do know that it did have actual adamantine plating around the outside, but cities grow. It's still there and it's still standing because adamantine helps it survive a long time, but it's been stripped, kind of like the Colosseum in modern day times. It's been stripped from materials way since then. Sure. But you can clearly see the city is huge. It's not the kind of concentrated madness that was Cairo. It's a little bit more normal, almost. But you are powering down this mountain and you start accelerating because you are riding downhill in an uncontrolled carriage. Whee! Almost.
Not for long!
Is there any way for me to get out of the carriage?
Oh, you can try. Would you like to give me an acrobatics to climb out of a moving limo?
No!
And up onto the roof?
It's just that I've got handle animal, and if
we... Oh, if you were driving, you'd probably be really good, but getting from here to there...
And you've got your armour penalties as well.
Hey, let her make silly decisions. They're the best decisions.
I was just mentioning it so that Helen knew what...
So what that means is when
into.
You fall... Sorry, if you fall, it won't even hurt, probably.
Yeah.
Helen, what? No.
That's a really worrying face, Helen. And
that
it's
was
also
a face
an
of...
audio
yeah,
format, so
good
I don't know
point.
Where that's going
And no or, one should ever have that expression. With
or I could just get out of the carriage and summon my camel and like keep pace with the carriage.
Immediate decisions. What are you doing?
I'm going to try and get out of the carriage.
Okay, give me an acrobatics check.
I say, what are you doing?
It's dangerous.
That's a terrible idea.
Yeah!
You're wearing plates.
Give me an acrobatics check. Have you remembered to factor in your penalties on armor check?
So what's your acrobatics? You haven't got any skill
Nothing.
In it. What's your dex?
Minus one.
So that's
and then
your
the
armor check will be about minus six?
It's about minus six. So you've probably just rolled a zero.
I think you might have rolled a zero.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
So Azu opens the door. It's...
Azu, no!
Rolling behind as the carriage just streams off.
What was that?
I'm going to jump out and try and help her. That was awful.
I am not going to allow a reflex. She rolled that badly. I'm not going to allow a reflex save to catch her.
I'm
but
jumping
you might,
out.
Yeah, you might.
You couldn't catch her if you tried.
Oh, you know, I'd go with her.
This is goblin arms. I
would just be crushed by her. That's...
Give me an acrobatics check.
Yeah, okay. So my bonus is 3.
9.
That's bad.
Both of the paladins have fallen out of the moving limo.
Every time we all jumped off a roof, except there's no reason for this one.
I don't remember what happened. So Sasha can't hear
Sasha,
you saying
give me
that.
A perception
she just sees.
Check.
Oh right.
You may not even
notice. Has uttered that to the empty carriage around.
Okay. So Sasha's got a 16.
Okay. Yeah. You do
so
notice that you have you're hemorrhaging paladin.
Okay. So Sasha passes the reins to the goblin.
Autopilot.
Next to
yeah.
Next to and then she jumps off.
Oh, God. Why? I haven't even rolled damage for the burst. Give me the acrobatics.
Well, I mean, Sasha's bonus is 14.
Give me the acrobatics.
I'm so turbid. Okay. I've got a 20.
Bang. You have a bit of a
not
skidding.
Not a natural 20,
yeah, you
just
do have
20.
A skidding stop
yeah.
because you are moving at, like, high speed.
Yeah.
You're now alone in the limo, Hamid. I'm going to deal with other people's damage once you decide what you're doing. Everyone, for no reason, has just leapt out of a moving limo.
The water's lovely!
Said the bloody corpse.
How has this happened, Alex? Like, 10 minutes into a new episode, we've left the emotional problems behind us, and half the party just jumped out of the classroom now for literally no reason whatsoever.
Well, we need physical
Can
problems.
Can we replace
back,
the
okay.
rest of these people
the Damascus
with someone who are, with people who are competent? I cannot work under these conditions.
I imagine that Hamid's internal monologue would be relatively similar.
Yeah, pretty much.
The happy, happy Damascus arc actually has a title. It's Be Careful What You Wish For. I've removed all external obstacles and look what's happening.
Jesus wept.
So what's Hamid doing?
Look, I was just trying to help my good friend Azu. All right?
And well, I was perfectly qualified for the jump.
I'm going to deal with the
Hamid
damage.
Hamid
can't heal anyone.
Hamid closes the door behind the paladin, pulls the blind down, reaches into the fridge for the second bottle of wine, uncorks it, and swigs straight from the bottle.
Okay, cool. Let's roll some damage then.
out. We got loads of hit points.
Yeah, falling damage actually really hurts.
And this will be counting as falling damage, but with a bit knocked off because it's, you know.
Well, I mean, we're only falling, like, probably 1d6 worth.
Yeah, but I'm factoring in additional speed.
Oh, yeah, sure. But as long as it's not vertical, because then it gets real deadly.
Well, what I did do is roll almost max for Azu. So
that is what you deserve.
So you've taken...
Azu panicked.
You've taken 7...
As did I.
You've taken 17 damage.
If I was GMing this scene, I would now roll a reflex save to stop you from falling off the mountain.
There are no cliffs.
Also, look, yeah. Look.
It's
Helen,
a gentle
Helen,
slope.
Helen, 17 is child's play. Look at the amount of hit points you've got. You are fine. That's like, you've got a light bump on the head.
That's literally half Hammond's HP.
Grizzop, like, unfortunate for me, Grizzop only takes 7 damage.
I have 53 hit points. I don't care.
I know, you don't.
I could have taken 17.
I know.
Don't tell him.
Sasha fine. Takes nothing because she's competent.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say, I bounce a couple of times, then sort of land on my feet.
Honestly, like, when goblins land on their head, they tend to, like, not feel it. It's
yeah.
Fine. Hamid, I'm going to deal with you later.
Just leave me out of this. Yeah, I'll go have a drink downstairs and the rest of you sort this out.
Yours is straightforward. You're maybe half a kilometre outside of the industrial complex that you just left, at the top of a gentle slope, looking down at Damascus.
So I am running up to Azu, be like, are you alright? Are you alright? Did you survive?
Yes.
Whee! Good. Alright, good. So, don't do that again.
I don't like being in small spaces that are rolling everywhere.
At least take your armour off first.
That takes time.
Yeah, but...
I didn't like it. I didn't like it, Grizzop.
Okay.
Well, not a good experience for me.
Suddenly, Sasha is just there.
Oh,
I can roll a sneak.
Wait,
don't bother.
Hang on a minute. Where's Hamid?
He's just... I think he's probably...
What is wrong with Hamid? He's got to stay with the party. I cannot believe he's been so irresponsible.
If he could hear you, he would fire you.
You're all the worst.
So what I very sadly have to call the party at this stage,
yes!
Because Hamid's off solo.
Yes.
What does the party do?
I'm summoning my camel.
Oh, brilliant!
Yeah.
Can we all ride?
Recommendation.
It?
Why don't you drive it? Let's not let Sasha drive it. Aww. What was that?
That was amazing.
I am covered in wine.
That's fantastic.
No, I wanted the wine to be inside me, not on me.
Well. So what are people doing? You're getting on the camel?
I'm getting on the camel and I'm going to be like, I'm following the carriage as long as I'm not in it.
Yeah. All right.
Are you coming?
Yes. I think Sasha might try to ride the camel, then very much not enjoy the wobbliness.
Okay.
And just walk alongside.
I'm going to get on Azu's shoulders again.
Yeah,
yay!
You're going to use the standard...
Yeah, the paladin totem pole.
Yeah.
Palapals.
Yes, the palapals.
I'm going to jump to Hamid. Okay. You have a comparatively uneventful ride. The horses slow down. The goblin, sort of still holding the reins, opens the top hatch.
Watcher, you all right?
I'm fine, thank you.
All right, then. Anything I can do for you?
No, we'll meet them there, I suppose.
All right. Opens it again. Probably take them ages. They ain't got a carriage.
I imagine so.
All right. Closes the hatch. Heads off. You enter Damascus.
You enter the northern mercantile quarter first. That's sort of the way that you're coming in. You're sort of coming in from northwest.
I'm sorry, I can't suppress the laughter at... Helen suppressed laughter. She's gone purple. That's amazing. Brynn's just stopped being purple. Oh no, there he is. There's the frustration again. I'm just so touched. He jumped up.
So that was a really important character moment, Brynn. Okay. So
Hamid. I'm going to stay with Hamid. You enter the mercantile quarter.
Yep.
And it seems to be doing well. A cursory glance, you know, business seems to be moving along quite nicely. It doesn't look like everyone's, like, depressed in the streets. And it doesn't have quite the same resignation to it that Cairo did in terms of the sand. But there has clearly been a sandstorm here as well. There is a lot of sort of litter in the streets that people are cleaning up.
Yeah, there are people in the streets.
Yeah, it's busy. It's busy in a way that Cairo didn't.
Species?
It's a broad mix, but I would say... There is a high population of goblins and a higher population of orcs than you would expect. However, the
orcs normally have
Orcs normally have almost no presence in these kind of cities. They don't tend to mix that much. So the fact that there are some moving around, yeah, like, it's more than you would have expected. Yeah. Can you give me another perception check, please?
18.
18. You do notice there seems to be a certain element of tension between the orcs and the goblins specifically.
Oh, weird.
That is also quite weird. Heading through the merchant district, you eventually head closer towards the old town. You're not in the old town, but you're sort of starting to get near the walls, and you are dropped off outside the restaurant that you've been taken to, which I'll give first dibs to anyone to name as long as it's not insanely ridiculous. Go.
The Really Dry Admiral.
The Dry Admiral. Okay, canon.
No.
Oh, look, you got downvoted. Yeah. Sensible, I like it.
The Desiccated Corporal.
Yes.
That's, you know what? That's actually like quite a cool name. Yeah, the Desiccated Corporal. I'll allow that. So, yeah, you are.
I mean, it's no Griddle of the Sphinx, you guys.
No.
That was genius.
So the goblin sort of pulls over and knocks on the thing, opens the door. Oh, I think that's everything.
Thank you so much.
No worries. Kind of holds a...
Yeah, I give him a tip. I already had a tip ready. I was not brought up in a barn.
He goes, oh, thanks very much. Pro tip, don't ask for water. Taps his enormous nose, hops back up to the carriage. Do you want me to pick them up on the way, or...?
I mean, I suppose you could offer them that, yeah.
I'm on the clock till the end of the day, mate, whatever you think.
Sure, yeah.
Or at least
let them know where I am.
Yeah, all right. He gallops off back to the party.
So I was just thinking about restaurant names in the vein of Griddle of the Sphinx. I've got to Finest Damascus Meal.
You're stuck with Finest Desiccated Damascus Corporal.
That's good. That's
You're stuck with Desiccated
good.
Corporal, but there are plenty of restaurants in this large city. Who knows? Rest of the party, are you doing anything other than just carrying on towards the town?
I mean, we're on a camel. Like, it's absolutely fine.
In fact, no, wait. After a while, Sasha's going to get up on the camel as well. She doesn't like it, but then...
Neither does the camel.
And she's going to get up, trying to climb on Azzy's shoulders as well and start doing knife tricks. They'll go.
But Grisel's already on my shoulder.
Yeah, we are on shoulders.
We are a mercenary company, not a circus troupe.
I mean, it's going to get extreme.
Or topaz.
Okay.
Topaz is an angel. Topaz
literally
is fine.
I am going to accelerate time a little bit. You start seeing the carriage working its way back up towards you. You have made it maybe halfway to the city in this time. Do you flag it down or let it go past? It's definitely the same one.
Flag it down to see if Hamid's still in. Like, maybe Hamid came back for us.
Yeah. So carriage pulls over. You all right? Whatcha? I didn't know you had a camel. Where'd you fit that?
In the celestial plane.
Oh. That's not as funny as I was hoping. What, a lift, or am I right to head back?
No, you're all right, mate. But do you know where our mate went?
Oh, he went to the restaurant. He's waiting for you.
Which restaurant?
Well, it was the one that he organised. He pulls out a little notepad. The Desiccated... I can't read my handwriting. The Desiccated... Colonial. The Desiccated Colonial.
Sounds about right.
Alex.
So, am I giving you a lift or what?
No, we're fine on the camel.
Yeah, no, you've given us directions, so now we'll definitely go straight to the restaurant and there won't be any problems or dawdling and it completely won't be the GM's fault.
Right.
Off we go!
No worries, that was a really weird thing to say.
I know, something just overtook me.
I'm really worried about them. He sets off back up towards the complex. I'm going to accelerate time. Hamid.
Yep.
Are you willing to wait until they turn up? Because I can just accelerate.
I order an aperitif and a starter.
Okay. You work your way through an aperitif, a starter, a main, a dessert, a second dessert.
How slow
you deserve
is Topaz?
It.
Yeah, Topaz isn't like...
The goblin was still going at breakneck speed even afterwards, and Topaz is loaded. Well,
then I made the right decision.
He's not a wealthy angel. And you've just finished your sort of... Your brandy after the dinner, and you're just in the sort of mint, little chocolate mint phase of the dining when everyone comes up, dust covered, mucky, and you'll have spent at least about an hour, maybe an hour and a half, just looking for the wrong restaurant. But you are there, and it's just clunk clunk, and you are much right.
Have we been thrown any tips for doing knife tricks stat four high?
A few people have given you a few coppers.
Oh, nice.
But you distinctly heard them say that it was some form of, like, charity.
Oh. Corporal. Says corporal. On the sign, corporal. Well, not colonist. Or colonial, or whatever he said. I can't believe... Anyway, I'm starving now.
The whole of the restaurant is kind of a little bit shifty looking because dust-travelled, stained people have come into a comparatively upmarket area.
Sasha shakes like a wet happy.
Sand and dust everywhere.
So happy to be alive.
Maitre D runs up. Can I help?
Oh, yeah, no, we're joining the table. Hamid! Here!
Hello!
Hamid is surrounded by empty plates.
No, fantastic. It's a good restaurant. They've been taken away when I finished them.
Yeah, you know what? That's fair. I redact that. That was foolish of me. I am wrong.
So, dinner time?
Yeah, absolutely.
I can recommend the scallops.
Oh, lovely.
I don't know what those are, but yes.
They call them seafood, but they're basically just little discs of meat.
Ah. Yeah.
So the meat discs, sir.
Please.
Post-dinner, you are all have finished a lovely meal, and you're all now kicking back in a quite a nice area, like a nice bit of the city, nice restaurant.
Ah, the freelance lifestyle isn't that bad sometimes.
What do we do now?
Well, I suggest we find a hotel for the evening and head to, is it Clank Industries tomorrow?
Crank Industries, apparently.
Crank Industries.
We definitely didn't have a discussion off audio and confirm it was Crank, and people just heard what they wanted to hear, yes.
I heard what would have been better.
Yeah, would have been much better in my head.
If you're going to mutter, mutter into the microphone.
Fine, Alex, I will.
So you all are heading to a hotel?
Thank you for your feedback.
Yeah.
Do any bright ideas for yet more place names? It's my new thing I'm trialing, letting players name their own restaurants and hotels.
The Oasis.
Last chance. Any other takers?
There's probably a place called The Oasis. That makes sense.
That just sounds like us failing on tape. Now we've got to take a break. Think for 10 minutes.
You know what? Okay, yeah, I'm going to take a break. And in this break, you can come up with a hotel name.
The dessert. Desert.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
And welcome back. So you had time.
Yeah.
And the grand hotel is known as Hot Tropics.
Yeah.
Hot.
We're not in the best form, guys. guys, it's very hot in here. And it is so hot.
Even though there's a frozen leg of lamb in
it. You're ruining the illusion of professionality.
I'm beginning to understand, Alex, why you inflict misery on us all.
You all deserve it. So you enter Hot Tropics. And you see that it's sort of a theme hotel. It's not very well thought out.
Yeah. As in the manner of having heard a lot of, what's the word? Like, we've heard about this place, but none of us are American.
Yes,
so
that's true.
We only have encountered the original of this meme Tumblr memes.
Hot Topic to me is a mix of Claire's accessories and Topshop, like rammed together. That's what I
so. How it actually is it appears to be quite an old hotel. It's in, although there hasn't been that sort of colonial movement, it is in the sort of French style for that.
Just because they like it.
Yes. Like, honestly, yes. It is just in that style. It is lightly themed as a hotel. Mm-hmm. They've gone for a sort of European on holiday vibe.
Oh, brilliant. How different to what we used to.
You could have had anywhere. What you do notice is it's full of fountains, all of which are dry. And there is sand piled up in a central courtyard and so on. That said, I'm not going to dive into huge amounts of detail and specific NPC stuff unless you want. I'm happy to just accelerate to the next day after a night's sleep.
Sure, yeah.
Can we heal?
Yes. You can all heal. Yeah. All of you, even Sasha.
Yay!
You get twice your hit points back for sleeping a full night. Twice your level in hit points back for sleeping a full night.
Next morning rolls by. Can everyone give me a will save, please?
Whoa. I thought we said we weren't doing will saves every morning, Alex.
I said you hadn't yesterday.
22.
Okay.
20.
12.
13.
Okay, cool. So you all wake up fine, everything's fine. No worries.
I mean, some worries, because you made us do will saves. But
sometimes I just do it just for the fun.
he's just going to do it even when nothing is happening, just to make sure we don't know for certain when something is.
Oh, Bryn. Oh, you know me.
It's a good Trail of Cthulhu tip
so,
as well.
So, you are now in... You're having a breakfast buffet.
What's the word for when you can see something double when you're in a desert?
And it's a mirage.
Oh, a mirage.
Mirage, yeah.
Oh, that's a really good name for a hotel, that.
Yeah.
The Miragio.
Could have been that, but it's not, is it? Is it? Yeah. I'm going to put that on the next place you stop.
Azu has the most loaded plate you've ever seen.
Good.
Like,
good.
There's eggs and pancakes and bacon and sausages and waffles and syrup and all of the cereals and yoghurt. And
why are they serving us a full English American breakfast in Damascus?
I don't know.
I suppose if we're in a world with very different religions, then you would be able to get pork products there.
Also, they said it was like a European-themed hotel.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's where you
ended
up.
I'm not being forgetful.
Then my plate is full of 7 croissants.
Oh, yeah, totally. Totally.
Sasha's got, like, just a roast chicken. Just eating it.
Did you get it from the hotel?
Yeah.
Just stabbed a chicken with the flame dagger and it just happened.
Oh, wow, that's actually a great idea.
Survival tips with Liz. Now, you're going to want to stab the chicken for 3, maybe 4 minutes.
Cock! It's really nice.
The ice dagger will take the feathers off just fine.
It's really interesting that they kill it at the table, actually. It's a really interesting service.
Squawk!
You have to choose your chicken
squawk!
And they just...
Squawk!
I believe in you, Hamid. I can't get this moving on my own, but with your help...
So, squawk! Crank Industries!
Mm. And Ratchet Industries.
We've been to Ratchet's, I think. Yeah, Ratchet's was the one we just went to.
Ratchet's is the one that you inspected in
We did inspect it very thoroughly.
So, are we going to pose as inspectors again?
I mean, it worked the first time.
I mean, they might not buy it this time. They were very happy to assume we were inspectors.
Well, how else are we going to do it?
Well, I still think investors is a more convincing cover.
Do we look like investors?
I look down at myself. I definitely look like an investor.
You do look like a foreign investor.
No. I said, do we look like investors?
I mean, I could have hired you as bodyguards. That's quite believable.
Yeah, my rates as bodyguard are quite affordable.
Paladins, given they're wearing religious regalia, wouldn't be having that kind of work.
No, you're probably right. It's not terribly appropriate for paladins.
I mean, you could cover your religious insignia to pass off, but then you're covering your religious insignia, so I'm assuming that's a hard row.
Sorry. I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense for paladins to be working as random... site inspectors for an industrial company either, but the other...
We're working for the
We had the element of surprise.
Be amazed what a natural one on a sense motive will do for an entire NPC workforce.
We're working for the meritocrats to root out corruption, which is actually technically still true.
Mm. I would like to tell the truth as much as possible. If possible.
Oh, are you a truthy one? Does Aphrodite really like truth and stuff?
Yes.
Oh, all right, fair enough.
All right. Artemis more like what works?
Well, yeah, I mean, you're on a hunt, right?
Yeah.
I'm right here! Yeah, you're not going to stand up and say, excuse me, I'm just, you know, I'm going to shoot you soon, so just giving you a heads up.
Well, that's not the same thing.
Well, I don't know, it basically seems like it to me.
Well, the problem with lies is that you can get caught out.
Not if you're good at it.
It's got a good point there.
I'm not good at lying, then.
Fair enough. All right, well, then we have a good reason for you to not lie.
Well, then we could be inspectors and I could inspect the quality of all of their daggers. I might need an extensive testing period.
I think we will believe that Sasha is a dagger enthusiast, so...
I mean, the problem is if we introduce ourselves as meritocratic agents, they're more likely to participate in a cover-up rather than telling us exactly what's going on.
Then we sneak in? I mean, I'm a goblin, so I could probably blend in.
I can sneak in most places.
I don't speak the local language, whatever that is.
I mean, the investor's strategy could still work. The church could be the ones considering investing, and I could be an agent working for you rather than the other way round.
That's true, could be weapons.
But we're two different churches.
Well, maybe it's a
joint venture. I mean, it's not unheard of.
You want love sticks or something? I don't know, big swords?
Swords will work.
Loving healing swords, yeah?
Azu makes the face that I've just made in the podcast.
Like the sucking the teeth. Like,
yeah, the I am not about to shout.
It's formally known as this is me not yelling. Yes.
I am just grinning ear to ear and bearing in mind my mouth is actually ear to ear.
Adamantine is useful for weapons and armour and building materials. Like, this, you know, both churches could want those things.
That's
true.
I don't
think it's, you know, terribly...
And I can inspect all of the weapons.
Oh, you could be getting Aaron Fairhands a lovely ceremonial set of armour.
Sasha, you can be our expert.
Yes.
Grins.
So is that an actionable plan?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, an investor, two paladins, and the knife enthusiast.
I can advise. And
walk into a bar.
Oh, and they have a bar brawl. That happened already.
100 hours later.
So I'm going to guess, for the sake of moving things along, that you're happy to just ask information at the hotel for where they can get hold of crack.
Yeah.
We'll book a cab to get there.
Sure, that's fine. Just as a side flavour note, the price of the food was roughly 3 times what it should otherwise be.
Interesting.
The price of water, like if you asked a glass of water, closer to 10 times what it should be.
Oh dear, that's not good.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
In a world where, like, create water exists?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Actually, that's a really good point. I get to redo one of my spells. Turns out I've got Endure Elements because it's hot and Create Water because it's dry.
Those are both really good ideas.
I can also cast Endure Elements and I'm a spontaneous caster, so you can save the slot for something else if you like. If we decide we need it, I can just cast it.
Yeah, but then I have to look at the book and sort that.
Honestly.
Welcome to the real way of playing role-playing games.
I'm Ben. I like RPGs, but hate books. Discuss.
I like RPGs, but dislike the way that D&D and Pathfinder handle the spell system.
We're not diving down this rabbit hole again.
I've asked for a set of 5th Ed books for my birthday.
Yeah!
Wise. Anyway, so you arrange for a cab, and they start taking you. It becomes readily apparent that you're going exactly back the way that you came. You are heading back out through the Mercantile District, back up the same mountain. It takes a while.
Oh, slow, because we're going uphill.
It is slow.
Slow is better.
It's not even a goblin that's driving. It's a human, and they're rubbish.
I mean, to be fair, Sasha, no one's jumped out yet, so it's going a bit better.
You could jump out, walk around the carriage 3 times, and climb back in if you want.
I'm not going to do that.
It takes a lot longer to get back, both because it's not a million miles an hour, and also just it is uphill, etc. You head past Ratchets. You head past, you see it's as it was before, 4 warehouses beating down noonday sun, and the occasional goblin will run between the warehouses. But yeah, they don't recognise you as you head past up. Keep going.
Go past the abandoned Spyro site.
Oh, yeah. No, actually, it's not abandoned. There's,
it's
on.
Coming there's back. Some, there's, yeah, there's activity.
It looks like someone might have bought out the grounds and is trying to sort of do something with it. You don't know.
Coming fall 1890 something.
But heading past the almost but not entirely abandoned Spyro complex.
Yay.
You keep heading up, and you are heading into more rugged territory. It was more sensible whoever was building those industrial complexes lower down, because it was a bit more gentle, fairly easy to level, blah, blah, blah. It's a bit rockier up here, so whoever's been building here has been going to some effort, because you're building a factory at the top of a mountain instead of kind of at a flat bit.
That seems unusual.
It is. Heading up further, and eventually you start seeing in the distance, and just round a rocky bluff, one of the warehouses similar to I'm going to have to get these right, I keep wanting to swap them, similar to Ratchet's.
Right.
And then as you turn the corner, you see a vast complex that dwarfs Ratchet's. It is easily maybe 12 warehouses, I'd say, each of which is probably, if not double, then almost every single warehouse that Ratchet's had.
Goodness.
And there's a perimeter sort of fence. It is iron. It's not an adamantine fence. Mm. But it does stretch, and you are sort of going past these huge featureless warehouses that are just like number one, number two, number three. And you're heading along. You see no staff. There is no one inside. Eventually, you see someone...
This one seems a lot more sinister than the previous
Eventually,
one.
You see someone patrolling the outside with a pair of guard dogs. They look at you with narrowed eyes. And then they start walking parallel to the carriage.
I think you're right.
Easily
keeping
pace. Easily keeping pace. But yeah, eventually you make it past about warehouse 7. And then you start seeing that there's a checkpoint coming up. Although the warehouses are fairly, like, close in inverted commas to the fence, it's still like a sprint's distance, do you know what I mean? It's not just right up against it or anything. And yeah, your cab eventually pulls over in front of a very basic guard station. Like, it doesn't have branding or anything, it's very kind of plain, but it does have four people manning it, which is it's a two-person station with four people manning it, and a fifth is now coming up.
What species
parallel
are the
to
people?
The carriage. They all appear to be human.
Interesting.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Presumably, do you send the cab back or do you ask for them to wait? It matters, because you're quite far out of the city, and that's why I ask.
Why would we send the cab back at all? We're at a checkpoint. I'm going to get out of the cab solo and suggest the rest of you wait inside.
Okay.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Oh, of course. In Arabic.
Yeah.
Hello.
We're hoping to meet with your sales representative, please.
No.
What do you mean, no?
It's like yes, but the exact opposite. No.
Excuse me, this is completely unacceptable.
He turns to the rest of the rest of the guards. Turns back. No, it's not. Get out. This is private land. Go away.
I will not be spoken to like this. We set up an appointment in Paris almost a month ago.
No, you didn't. Just deadpanned you. No, you didn't. Turn around. Go home. And just deadpan. The others aren't actively, like, threatening or anything, but there's another guy who had two dogs, so there's the first one who was walking there, so you've got two people, each of whom is with two guard dogs, and then there are an additional sort of two people, one who's in a booth with the, what's it called? The lever lifty barrier bit.
It's called a barrier.
Yeah, there, the barrier. And then there's one who's just off to the side, currently smoking something. And they're all just blanking you. Not we're going to get you, just no.
This is completely unacceptable. I have never been so insulted in my life. I demand to speak to your superiors.
They all look to one another. No.
I cannot believe this is happening.
I'm going to go turn around and get back in the carriage.
Uh-huh.
And I'll speak to the driver and just say, please drive back to the city.
Mm-hmm. The driver, just as you're saying that, leans in and goes, it's not just you. Like, it's I've seen that with other people.
I'm going to pretend to continue to my kind of insulted
ranting. Yeah.
from inside the carriage.
Carriage turns around and starts heading
and
back.
And as we're a little further, I'm going,
look at that, it's suspicious.
Yeah.
I suggest we get just far enough away out of sight, sneak back, watch out, stake out the compound, get a lay of the land and sneak in at night time.
Yeah, that sounds very comprehensive.
Sounds great, yeah.
Everything's coming up Sasha these days. You're breaking into potentially a weapons factory.
Breaking into song.
Give it time, give it time. She needs to see the layout first.
Also, any knives you pick up now, we're not like, oh,
booty.
Can't put the, yeah.
Oh no, what have you done?
Yeah, you have. Everyone's got adamantine weapons from now on.
No.
Right.
Stumbles out with a coat dragging on the ground. I've
this
got
is,
no
this
knives.
This is literally
in
what bags of holding are for. Yeah. You could fit thousands of knives in a single bag of holding.
Only thousands.
And how many bags of holding do you have between you now?
Four or five?
Like a dozen.
Well, so I had one, but so we got four new ones. And I had one already. I think the party had two already. So
I've got four written down here. So.
I already had one.
Yeah, so I think we've got six between
carrying
us.
Capacity is a different party's problem.
Yeah.
I have to make sure now I don't introduce you to any hordes. Because with those, you now can take the whole lot.
Yay, hordes.
So, yes, you head off and I'm assuming, like, how much further away? Round the outpost?
Probably a mile or so. Like, okay, we want to be fully out of sight. And then I'll bang on the roof of the cab. So just stop here,
so
please.
So the guard who was walking with you walks to the end of the complex, walks past Tilly's just at the outcropping, and then waits there.
Yeah, we will go far enough that we're out of sight.
Which would, I assume, be a long way if it's down the mountain.
And because it's rugged up here, there is actually a line of approach just with rocky outcrops. And there is the odd tree and so on. But, it is doable. It doesn't have a clear, like, miles and miles of straight road or anything. He pulls over. You sure? You're quite far out.
Just doing a bit of sightseeing.
We've got a camel.
We can handle this.
He kind of looks around.
Ahem.
Right.
Clonk, clonk.
Oh.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Also clonk, clonk.
Oh, my.
We had a bit of a incident travelling...
none of my business.
Down the
sir.
Hill yesterday.
None of my
so
business.
So the two paladins are going to travel on the camel, and they'll probably fall behind. We're going to stay in the cab, though. We just wanted to take in the view.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, out of character, are you asking to stay in the carriage? And
so we're getting out to see the. You know, what we're going to do is fake, so that we want the driver to believe that we are travelling back
to
the city.
That's fine. So the driver...
he is bribeable.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And so we can't change his memories.
Driver's there and he's just like, okay, cool, yeah. He just sits there.
So just give us a minute. We'll go a little way and I'll explain this to you. Basically, the two of you pretend to travel until he's out of sight. We are going to get back in the carriage and almost immediately try and sneak out before it gets to any speed. Because I reckon that if I cast invisibility, the two of us can accomplish that.
Okay. I mean, surely he'd remember two people disappearing from his cab more than he'd remember...
Because he will get back to Damascus and be like, there's no one in my cab anymore.
Yeah. This right here is the most beautiful moment of Hamid going, right, I've got a plan, and then Sasha going, that's a terrible plan.
Does that happen?
She's
a lot?
Done more sneaking around.
Yeah.
So what is the plan? Currently you have a cabbie who's just sat reading a paper at the top of a mountain.
Mate, we're just going to ride the camel back, if that's all right.
Yeah, all right.
Mamaya wants to show off her camel. Look, show off the camel, Azu.
Ta-da.
Hey, look what we can do. We've got to practice, you see. That's
oh, all right, yeah. All right, I'll be here.
Get on the tower and start doing knife tricks.
All of you give me a perform check, apparently. This is where we've got to.
I cast prestidigitation and add special effects.
Of course.
14 off raw charisma.
14?
She's just rolled a 3.
Yeah.
I've got 16.
Tell you what, the paladins, proper naturals at this.
You got 19.
6.
Oh.
19 is what
I got. So you two, you've got this down. You've been practicing like you have been. You've been looking for Sasha. That was practice enough. Sasha, like, actually, they're really unstable.
The knife trick's going fine. She just looks like she's not enjoying it. Her charisma element is
she has
terrible.
This weird focused face, and even though she's juggling knives, she kind of looks like she's juggling them you.
It's really difficult, but you wouldn't know that unless you're also an expert, because it's not showy. You're making it look super easy and not dangerous at all, even though it actually is.
Yeah. So the guys, they're like, oh, that's all right, yeah. You're not going to get any work up here, but all right, good luck.
Well, you've got to practice out of sight, mate. Otherwise,
Stone's
not surprised.
That's
is
on
it?
Me. Yeah. That's on me.
All right, well, cheers for your help.
No worries.
Yeah. Thanks for the feedback as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No worries.
I'll give him a tip.
Yep, good. And he, as you're handing the tip over, he goes, I mean, if you wanted a pre-arranged time for me to come pick you up as well, that'd be...
I think we're going to enjoy the walk back down the mountain, get some views over the city.
Yeah, all right. He heads off. Clip-clop.
That was a lot simpler than my thought.
Sasha's still focused on juggling knives.
Sasha, I want to get out for a moment. Can you?
Fine.
So everyone comes off of the camel, presumably.
Yes. Yes,
I am.
Like he's looking just dead eyed.
She,
it is a she. I apologize.
Yeah. What's the word? Not ameliorate, not commiserate.
Exterminate. We get very different answers.
I mollify the camel, yes. Give it some strokings. Give it. What do camels eat?
Soft, velvety nose.
Tourists.
I find a passerby.
Great.
As with a very soft, welcoming face, tears.
Topaz is mollified. Yeah. So you are now up at the mountain. It's a little bit past midday.
Ooh,
I assume there's like some ridges around the complex.
Yeah, it is a rugged. You can easily, if you want to get some like.
We're
going
to have to take a long way around, get behind a ridge, climb up a ridge, peek over the top of a ridge, and watch the complex.
Is this take somethingable? Is this a take 10 or a take 20 situation?
I'm going to allow it as a take 10 in sneak. I can't have a take 20 because that means that at least once you fail.
Oh, you have to fail. Yeah, that's the rule. Sorry, I can't remember.
But yeah, you could take 10 on sneaking. They aren't actively hunting you.
Yeah, it'll take us a couple of hours to get into position, and we're going to spend the afternoon scoping out the compound because it's heist time.
And we want to do it in the dead of night. Remember, people who can't see in the dark, you need light sources.
Speak for yourself. Sasha's pretty good at just navigating by sound alone.
Smell.
I mean, moonlight.
Yeah.
Unless it's
and
cloudy.
Dancing.
Yeah.
You know what? Whilst we were out figures...
It's not cloudy. Look at the sky.
We're inside.
There's no water. I've got dancing lights. I can summon them at will.
You know what? As an anticlimactic end, I'm going to end there with you staking out the complex.
Arguing about lighting solutions.
I can just throw a bomb. That lights a lot up.
I thought the point was people didn't know we were here.
Yeah, this is exactly why I'm ending the episode.
Remember not to adopt any dogs from the guards, guys.
I'll see you next week, guys.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
Yes. I have no screen. Definitely don't look at this sheet.
Okay.
I have no screen and I'm a mouth. I'm glad everyone liked that. I thought it was awful.
I was just watching your face go, yeah, apparently I'm brilliant.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun, and see you later.